evil thoughts, you've come to the right place. My name is Joe Crumley. I'm your host.
Welcome back. You're watching MSNBC. I'm Stephanie Ruhle. The calls are growing for the ouster of President Trump.
Okay, honey, you get that. Yeah, I hear that everywhere. Death by a thousand cuts. Let's talk about it. I want to share some evil thoughts with you today. The wacko media, and that's most of the media. Let's face it, that's ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, PBS. Who am I leaving out? And of course, there's the New York Times and the Washington Post. These guys are going for it. Trump has tweeted this morning, and he is absolutely right about this, that this is one of the greatest witch hunts that has ever been perpetrated upon a politician, at least as far as I can see in my lifetime. As I mentioned yesterday, the last one they really went after was, Nixon back in the 70s on Watergate, which brings us to this whole thing. You know, it's really fun to see all these old geezers from the 70s that the media is dragging out, all the people that were involved in Watergate, the ones that are still alive. You know, as they're the experts on Watergate. You know, the media, you know, it's so funny to watch the media construct the narrative in reverse. As I said before, they have this, they start from the premise that Trump is guilty, the premise that Trump is stupid. We mentioned the three a couple days ago, right? Stupid. A traitor, a racist, right? I mean, that basically does it. So they start with that premise and then fit the narrative together like they're weaving a fine piece of cloth, you know? I mean, this is exactly what it is. Any information that does not fit their narrative, you know, so it doesn't matter if they, you know, when they're building it, that they have to speculate or engage in McCarthyism, which is exactly what's been going on. This death by a thousand cuts. I mean, the news, like you need to know, is okay. As of yesterday afternoon, a special prosecutor has been appointed by the deputy, I think the acting FBI director, this would be Mr. Rosenstein, right? And he said yesterday afternoon, apparently didn't clear it with the White House. Like, you don't even know. You don't know that. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, whatever. But that's supposedly a good sign to the lefties. That he didn't clear it with Trump, which is good, which means he's an independent man, which means we're going to get Trump with this guy, right? So there is an independent prosecutor now. And Jeffrey Toobin yesterday, these people, I mean, this is like front row seat past the popcorn stuff. Jeffrey Toobin yesterday was asked this question breathlessly by somebody. He's coming off as a, I don't know, I thought these lawyers, you know, somebody out there, maybe the lawyers would say this is a little far-fetched, everybody. But Jeffrey Toobin is on the bus. I mean, he's on the freight train, the runaway freight train that is CNN. I mean, just he's totally on the bus on that one. They asked him, gee, Jeffrey, as an attorney now, our legal expert, Jeffrey Toobin joins us. Let's bring in Jeffrey Toobin. Let's bring him in. Like he's, what, outside all the time? Let's bring him in. And asked Jeffrey Toobin, how long do you think this is going to go on for? And after we, you know, I did the podcast with you yesterday, what I was talking about, that the point is to keep it going. I mean, that's what's so great about it. Jeffrey Toobin, you know, how long is this going to go on for? You know what he says? Oh, well into 2018. I told you, this is what they want. Because if they can do that, they can keep it going until the midterm elections, which, when are they? 2018. That's, what is it now? 2017, June, right? We're almost in June. We're, you know, we're buzzing through May, this being the 18th. And this is exactly what they want, you know, because this crap is going to go on and on and on. Now, the special prosecutor thing, you know, if Trump says, oh, God, I don't want a special prosecutor, or attacks the special prosecutor, or says something like, oh, geez, you know, oh, that shows he's guilty. No, it doesn't. What it shows is he's fucking sick of this. That's what it shows. Not everybody, because obviously, no, people, this is oxygen for a lot of people. It's people like you and me, or people like minds like us, or people that look back with a little more, a wider perspective at the media. You know, I saw a story about Roger Ailes passing away. And I know you've seen it. Roger Ailes, who was the genius behind Fox, passed away overnight. I think he was 77. It's not that old. He's a big fat guy. I don't know what the cause was. And I will admit the irony of his wife God love her, God bless her, saying all these nice things about what a great guy he was. Of course, he was thrown out of Fox for hitting on all the babes. So, that's their thing they got to deal with, and, you know, whatever. But Roger Ailes passes away. And it was one of the first articles I read this morning. And was it Bloomberg News or it was, whatever. But they're talking about the rise of Fox and that Ailes had this career that kind of straddled the line between entertainment and politics, that he was a TV producer guy. And then one day Richard Nixon, oddly enough, here we go with Watergate again, shows up on some show and then he starts talking about how TV is important and you need to do this. Well, lo and behold, he ends up as a political strategist and a media advisor for candidates. So one of them was Reagan. I think the old George Bush guy, the guy that parachutes out of planes when he's 90 or whatever, you know, the original George Bush guy. The other one, I think, also flew planes, but didn't want any part of that. I agree with the son. I'm not jumping out of any planes with any parachutes. I don't need it because I know I'd screw that up. I don't know how people do it. You make a mistake, you're done. I mean, I don't need it, you know, but whatever. I'm digressing. Anyway, so there's an article about Roger Ailes, and they're talking about the rise of Fox, and they're saying that it was, you know, leaning right, and he's the first guy that would take a network with news and infuse it with a political point of view, and marry the two together. I'm thinking that's not really so. The ABC, NBC, CBS cabal that was running the show for years, and even the media, there was no one to challenge them. The writer makes no, it doesn't say anything about it. The writer doesn't put it into perspective, and then that's what's happening. You know, it's okay to identify Fox as hard right, but everything else doesn't get talked about. You know, the core of the leftist media in the United States doesn't even get talked about. But anyway, they're all on Trump now, and they want to bring down Trump, and now they've got a special prosecutor. Let's talk about that. That is Robert Mueller, who used to run the FBI before Comey. Comey used to work for Mueller, and Mueller had worked, I think, at the end of the Bush administration and also through all of Obama's, and they even asked him to stay on. And they always describe him, he's a real straight shooter, he's a by-the-book guy. Well, that's what they say about Comey, that's what they say about all these guys. Maybe they're right, whatever. But anyway, so here's this Robert Mueller guy, a special prosecutor. You know, let's get back to what a waste of time this is. So it's bad because you have a special prosecutor just to justify his own existence. It's like, what are you going to do? You got to find something. Got to talk about something. You know, what is it going to be? You know, what are you going to do for the next 6 months? You know, it's like he's got to justify his existence. So in a way, it's bad for Trump. Because and trust me on this, nobody, especially on the Democratic side, Republicans, I don't think they ever totally accepted Trump. You know, if they smell blood in the water, you know, they're out. If they think that Trump is weak, you know, McCain will lead the charge on that too. I mean, he is the big squirrely sucker puncher guy, but we've talked about him quite a bit. And again, this is the third time I referenced it, but could you imagine him as your wingman? Oh man. Hey Maverick, what's up? Yeah. No, he's been around just a little too long for me anyway. That's McCain. But I mean, that's a Republican guy. Don't expect all the Republicans not to, you know, stand behind Trump. Here's the argument against Trump. Comey is investigating Flynn. Trump says lay off, or hey, can you see your way to let it go? Which to me is more of an opinion than a straight up, hey, if you do this, I'm going to can your ass. So the argument is Comey is investigating Flynn. Trump says, you really want to do this? And then Trump fires Comey. Now, if you're Chris Matthews, you kind of conflate a few things. I heard Chris Matthews do this today. He said, Comey is investigating Flynn and Trump. Trump says, lay off. He added that in there. He's pretty slick. And then Trump fires Comey. There's your impeachment. What else do you need? You know, Chris Matthews is done. He's got it. It's all over the media. I mean, I could play you some of these tapes.
Welcome back. You're watching MSNBC. I'm Stephanie Ruhle. The calls are growing for the ouster of President Trump. Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
Is that potentially impeachable if it's an obstruction of justice?
And I think this was, what's today, Thursday? This is tape, I believe, from Tuesday. I mean, these people have just been crazy.
I think we're going to have to look into it a little bit further.
We're going to actually, right, and that's what's funny. We're going to have to look into it a little bit further for, say, the next 365 days. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look into it further, all right. We're going to keep this fucking thing going forever. You know what I see when I watch CNN or I listen to tapes, you know, like this?
Not yet. Does this,
you know, when I listen to this crap,
change your view on that?
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment?
You know, thanks, Wolf. I appreciate that. But, you know, the imagery I get, you know, ever watch those shows on the weekend, maybe at Nat Geo, those nature shows, and they're in Africa someplace, and you got like a group of jackals, or because that's what the media are. They're a bunch of jackals. You know, that's what they are. You know, and a bunch of jackals come upon maybe a herd of wildebeests or something. All right. And the jackals know that any one of the jackals can't take down the wildebeest. You know, and the wildebeest, of course, in this analogy is, you know, evil Trump, right? And so what they'll do, because they know that each one of them's no match for, you know, the wildebeest. One jackal jumps him, you know, and then the wildebeest guy throws him off. Another guy jumps him, and all of a sudden there are three or four or five on this one guy at once, and that's how they bring him down. And that's the imagery I get. And this has been Trump has known this. We all knew this, that he, as I've said before, he is the forbidden president. He's not supposed to be in there. The inside the Beltway crowd did not want him. The Republicans did not want him. Paul Ryan did not want him. No. Only people that wanted Trump was you and me and a few other freaks. I mean, that's it. We wanted something different. And we, by God, he won. All right. But that's the imagery I get. I'm going to tell you what I think Trump ought to do in just a second. But I do want to mention one other thing before I get to what I think Trump ought to do. It would be kind of cool. Is that the night before the election, I was just beginning to start to blog back then. And it looked like Trump was going to lose. And I'd been, you know, a big Trump supporter. You know, I know he's not perfect. What the heck? I mean, really, the birther thing was not a good idea, Mr. Trump. Whatever, but he was trying to pull the base together, and that's what you have to do to win in politics. And, you know, I understand that. A lot of people take offense to it, and I get that. You know, that wasn't his best moment as far as I'm concerned, all that stupid birther stuff. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, I wrote before the night of the election because it looked like he was going to get his butt kicked. I just, you know what? I said, look, it's been great that he got this far. Are you kidding me? He got this far? And I also went on to write that there are others who are watching. There will be others, okay, who will learn from this too as well. And I'm excited about that. So I wanted to make that point again today, as it looks so dark for Trump. You know, I mean, these people, it could end up forcing him out just because, well, again, like the jackals. I mean, that's what's going on. When I see TV, that's what it is, right?
Reluctantly, Wolf, I have to say yes.
Is it an impeachable offense if, in fact, the president obstructed justice?
Yeah, that's some guy from MSNBC on that. The guy with the glasses. Who's that guy? It's not Lawrence O'Donnell. It's that other guy that kind of looks like Rachel Maddow. I think when you start working at MSNBC, you start to morph into her. Oh, I saw an interesting point last night from Brian Stelter, speaking of liberals, and then I'll get to what I think Trump ought to do. It was great because I love following Brian Stelter on Twitter. He's a total lefty, New York Times / CNN. I mean, he's just got it going on. And he's all, every one of his tweets, you know, is negative on Trump, you know. And as I've said before, then he what a free press. And he gets all worried, you know, tries to conflate his First Amendment right to say whatever the hell he wants that he supposedly is a journalist too. And that's bullshit. You know, it's like, you know, don't try to have it both ways. But they were talking about how Rachel Maddow is the new O'Reilly, and because she's got great ratings now, and she's, you know, and it's great. And I said to him, I sent him a tweet back, and I said, why, you feigned surprise at this? Wasn't this the whole point that you took out O'Reilly for? This is, you wanted to silence that conservative voice, you know? And O'Reilly handed you a loaded gun to do it with the sexual harassment stuff and the Roger Ailes crowd and all those people. But it took Democrat money to bring him down, and he didn't bring him down because he was a sexual harasser. You brought him down because you didn't want his point of view. That's what you did. And now, oh, Rachel's number one. No shit. Wow, you guys are geniuses. What Trump ought to do? Here's what Trump ought to do. Trump ought to appoint his own special prosecutor. I would like that. Get somebody like Rudy Giuliani, right? And start investigating Hillary and the emails and reopen that investigation. Look into Obama's NSA scandal. Look into Benghazi. He ought to look, he ought to get all kinds of documents from Obama's administration leaked, right? And start fighting fire with fire. If this is going to be gridlock in Washington and a mess and Armageddon and tonight we dine in hell, let's do it. Bring it on.
Never, ever, ever give up.
Yo, special shout out today to Christine Lemon, who is doing the Lord's work. She gets a gold star for promoting Joe's evil thoughts. I want you to be like Christine. Spread the word. And I also want you to subscribe to the podcast, right? Do that for me. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy, and also on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Those are my evil thoughts. Turn it up.